as I entered the abode of the friend so suddenly metamorphosed to a shivering gargoyle, I became infected with a terror which seemed stalking in all the shadows. The words and beliefs expressed 10 weeks before seemed bodied forth in the darkness beyond the small circle of candlelight, and I sickened at the hollow, altered voice of my host. I wished the servants were about, and did not like it when he said they had all left 3 days previously. It seemed strange that old Gregory, at least, should desert his master without telling as tried a friend as I. It was he who had given me all the information I had of Tillinghast after I was repulsed in rain. Yet I soon subordinated all my fears to my growing curiosity and fascination. Just what Crawford Tillinghast now wished of me, I could only guess, but that he had some stupendous secret or discovery to impart, I could not doubt. Before, I had protested at his unnatural pryings into the unthinkable, and now that he had evidently succeeded to some degree, I almost shared his spirit, terrible though the cost of victory appeared. Up through the dark emptiness of the house, I followed the bobbing.